in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Don't shut off the podcast. You're listening to VHS Rewind. How are you doing? Christopher, how are you?
All right. I was jamming right there.
Oh, yeah? All right. I'll get
that going again.
All right. Hold on. I'm still... This is
the only Slayer song I've ever listened to.
Really? This is like the worst Slayer song I've ever heard in my life, but... Yeah!
I love the soundtrack to the movie.
All right, well, I'm going to play the trailer to the movie we're reviewing today. I think that'll just answer all the questions.
Folks can guess what it is.
I wonder if they can guess what it is from that one song in a Gata da Vida cover.
From the name Clay.
And you know that song, right, in a Gata da Vida?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Not that version, but
yeah,
yes.
The original, yeah. All right, here we go. We're gonna play this trailer. I think, you know, you'll know in 2 minutes exactly the movie that we're talking about. And I'm very excited for this because the soundtrack is remarkably kick-ass. Playing the trailer. Any minute.
Clay is coming home on vacation. Home to Beverly Hills. Home to his two closest friends.
All you have to do is relax. I'm going to pay you back. All you need to do is trust me.
I don't want to trust you, Julian. I just want my 50K, all right?
Home to the beautiful.
You don't look happy.
But do I look good?
And the out of control.
Julian's in a lot of trouble.
This cannot go on forever. You owe me a lot of cash.
I don't know what to do, and you're the only one.
What happens when you pay?
I don't need a discussion on the finer points of morality. Spare me!
He disappears, nobody knows where, and then he comes back like nothing ever happened.
Live your life any way you want, but not here.
What do you want?
I'm looking for Julian.
Are we having fun? Is that what we're doing? Let me know. It doesn't feel that way.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're doing. I know what Julian is doing.
I am not like Julian.
All right, leave me alone.
What are you going to do now? Are you going to go back to Rich? You're going to run hot. I really want to know what you're going to do now.
I don't know.
Julian!
Everyone is accountable.
Make me understand, Julian. I really want to understand.
Let's get him to the hospital.
When you're young and rich in Beverly Hills, the fun can last all night. The night can last all day. And the scars can last a lifetime. Maybe a short lifetime. The controversial bestseller about the Beverly Hills rich kids is now a sensational new movie from 20th Century Fox. Andrew McCarthy, Robert Downey Jr., and Jamie Gertz. Less than zero.
How dramatic. No James Spader in that trailer. No mention
really,
of him.
Really, not even a mention. And he's like, he has more scenes in this than I remembered.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
I was happy about.
He is perfect James Spader in this movie.
It's patented by this point.
It is so good and perfect. So Less Than Zero, 1987's Less Than Zero. This, when did you first see this movie?
I saw it when it came out. I loved the book when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I had never read anything like that. I mean, it had, you know, it was just debaucherous and sex, everybody sleeping with everybody, boys with boys, girls with girls. I mean, it just the level of debauchery in that book was,
and of course,
it was I mean, I was young and, you know, I was reading Mickey Spillane and James Bond and all that stuff. But this thing, when I read it, I was in love with it.
Well, of course, it's Bret Easton Ellis who wrote the book. He also wrote American Psycho, which they were kind of ruined when they made a movie.
Which I didn't like the book, but I like the movie.
Really? I love the book.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I think that went a little – I like – of Ellis's oeuvre, I like Less Than Zero. I like Rules of Attraction. Don't like mm-hmm. that movie though. But after that, I didn't read – yeah, I think I started one or two of them, but I just couldn't get – like American Psycho, I tried it, but it's just shock
no,
for
no,
shock
it's not
sake.
For,
and I was
you're
just,
right, you're right. At that period of time, I wanted that type of thing. I was kind of seeking out that kind of shock value. I'll fully admit that, but I think he does that kind of stuff well, if that's what you're looking for. I never read Less Than Zero. Is the name of the book Less Than Zero?
It is indeed.
I think I'm going to pick it up this week. You know, I never read it. I really love this movie. I was a late bloomer with this movie.
It's not this movie. This movie is the after-school special version.
Oh, really?
of that novel. I mean, I don't think you could do that novel. I mean, again, it would just be so crazy. Like, you couldn't root for anybody. There's a movie called – I can't think of it – The Informers, I think it is, which mm-hmm. is another Ellis novel that became a movie. And that follows the book more closely than, say, this does to the book. And everybody in it is just a despicable person. The Rules of Attraction movie is also fairly – you know, it's kind of close to it. But again, everybody is so despicable
right.
that – It's just a turnoff.
Right. It's hard to kind of absorb that after a while.
When I first saw this movie, I was like, oh, man, they cleaned this up so much. But I realize now with those subsequent film adaptations, like, you couldn't do it because it would just turn you off to everything. I think they went too far in the other direction by making Clay so squeaky clean, and he doesn't even do drugs, mm-hmm. and he doesn't. I mean, he's, you know, he's lovesick for Jamie Gertz and nothing else. And I'm just like, I think they went too far.
Well, his voice is very high. I would say when they're yelling at each other in that tunnel that we'll get to, I'm sure we'll play the clip.
Oh yeah,
voices are the same exact timbre and pitch.
It's
you know
so what that's
weird.
Called? That's called bad acting. Because
what do you mean? You know, like that. And it's like, calm down, Andrew McCarthy.
Look, Andrew McCarthy's never been like a particularly strong actor. So
I'm trying to think of what I like him in. What's something that Andrew McCarthy was even in?
Mannequin.
Ooh, he's in Blacklist. Do you know? He's the director of Blacklist.
No way.
What says it here?
Wow, Spader keeping his friends working.
Good for him, man.
And Downey kept Spader working because I think Spader was in one of the Avengers movies. He was the voice of some villain. I don't know. I don't follow those movies. But,
you know, talking about books with you, I wonder if we should do an episode in the future of maybe books that we consider unfilmable. Because I'm sure you have several that – if they were to try to make into a movie, like there's a book called Dicing or The Art of Dicing, which I don't know if you've ever read this book. It's just one of these movies that if they ever tried to make it, they would destroy it. You know,
The Dice Man?
No. The Art of Dicing.
Wait, I'm looking at it. I just want to see.
It's either called Dicing or The Art of Dicing. Let me dig it up real quick.
Yeah, I like discovering new books. So if this is
an old one, it's been around. Could be. Is it Dicing with? It's not Dicing with the Gods. I would remember that title.
Is it a novel?
Yes. And
Dicing with the Gods.
I don't know.
A Grug Smash novel. What the hell does that mean?
I have no idea. Let me see the cover.
Oh my goodness! No, I don't think that's it.
Sean McKenzie. No, it's
That looks like a sword and sorcery.
You know what? I'll look for it as we play a clip, but I'll dig that up. But there's also off the top of my head, I can't think of too many. But you know, I'm kind of curious with HBO. They're going to do Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. I don't know. I know Scholastic destroyed it to begin with. And then, Deborah Forte went out and just basically pissed all over this beautifully written trilogy of books.
I didn't know if we wanted to mention names, but is Forte involved in this new thing?
No. This is like an HBO thing. So they might pull it off correctly. Hopefully Pullman's actually physically involved, unlike he was in that debacle, the Canadian debacle that they had.
With Daniel Craig and Nicole Kidman?
Oy vey. you know what? I think that those guys were doing the same drugs that the people in Less Than Zero were doing.
Ouch.
But I think we should maybe consider doing an episode in the near future. I do want to mention also to our listeners, we're going to have an actual award show coming up very soon. It's going to be a shorter episode, maybe 20 minutes, 25 minutes, where Christopher and I are going to give away awards to our favorite podcasters or in general things, maybe like four or five categories.
A $5 gift card.
Well, you know what? I was in like one of these like kind of savers, you know, like kind of like a Salvation Army place.
Yep.
And I found they had like a Ziploc full of medals. it's like one is a running medal and it's like a green and white medal. And I just wrote on the back, VHS Rewind, best show 2019 in Sharpie. And that's what you'll get. You'll get it mailed to you. It's it's really exclusive, and it's a real honor to receive one.
But if you went to the toy section, you'd find bags of Barbie dolls, too.
You know what? That's not a bad idea to, you know, maybe we'll give away. Oh, wait, that's a good idea. Give away a Barbie. That could be the name of our award.
Huh. Barbies.
You've won a Barbie. That's a great idea. All right. Let's get back on track here. So Slayer is a part of the soundtrack. Unbelievable.
So this soundtrack was a great soundtrack. It has the only two rap songs I've ever heard. It's got the only Poison song I've ever heard. The only Slayer song.
Three rap songs, I think. Couple. Wait,
Cali, Bring On the Noise, Going Back to Cali. What's the other one?
Are You My Woman by the Black Flames.
Ooh.
I'm going to play
it. Track. That's a track I always skipped.
Not really. It's more R&B, I guess. Yeah. I feel like we're reviewing the Vanilla Ice movie again. This is my ring. It's gonna be my ringtone next week. All right. I'll leave that.
That's
on.
A rap song? That's not a rap song.
That's just not gonna make it to my mixtape.
There seems to be a misunderstanding.
We also have Poison covering Kiss, which is just ugh.
Come on, you don't like that?
No.
I thought it was all right. It sounds the same. Yeah. You know, I mean, they didn't do anything with it, but
it's not Poison's fault. It's not a very good song to begin with.
It's good for a party scene.
You know what? All right, let's get into the movie because we're going to talk about this party scene.
Well, it's what's happening. So our leads are graduating from high school.
High school. It looks like they're getting like doctorates. Like it's
yeah. This is a very exclusive school. It doesn't matter that they look 25. This scene.
Yeah, let me get right to the scene because
which one do you want to do?
I say we play the graduation right in the 12-second mark with the graduation speech.
That's just – okay, go ahead.
All right. Now, just so everyone knows, I'm still working on my computer, so there might be little flubs here and there, so no anger. Wait, you're 12 seconds.
One last thought before the bright halls of high school fade into memory. Good luck. Good life. I wish you all the health, prosperity, and happiness you desire. Congratulations, class of 87.
So, yeah, you're looking at this movie, and you're like, what am I watching, right?
Can I say that this movie looks great?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always liked that opening shot of the graduation caps going over the American flag.
Yeah.
And throughout this movie, like, things are – I just think this movie looks great. I never heard of this director. I don't think he did anything again after this. But this thing is shot so well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's meant to emphasize the wealth and prosperity of our leads. But just like the way things are lit, like, you know, especially it's when beautiful. We get into the clubs, the production design, like yeah. the party scene that we're going to get to right soon.
There's a lot of rich colors in this movie. It's like purples and neon. I mean, is, and, you know, it's all it's
this
really
is a beautifully shot movie.
And beautiful sets, too. I mean, beautiful people, you know, it's like there's a lot in this movie that you'll enjoy just watching physically. There's really no dirt in this movie.
It's true.
Except for, of course, why am I blanking out?
Downey Jr.?
Downey Jr. In the end, I mean, what a cautionary tale. So let's...
This is the boy who drank too much with cocaine.
Kinda, yeah. All right, so here we go. This is going to be after graduation. They're all kind of mugging up for the camera. And here we go.
So come on, you got to see this.
By the way, there are mullets everywhere, and every girl is blonde except for
What is it, Blair?
Name? Terry Garr, Blair. Whatever her name is. But
Good. Here, that's yours. See you later. Thank you. This is too great.
Julian, consider it a graduation gift. Fact is, I never thought we'd get this far.
I'm speechless.
That's another surprise.
All right, I'll be home much later.
Okay.
Thanks, man. Keep on your toes. Nobody likes a complacent parent.
I got it.
People are just walking by with open bottles of champagne. Everybody's got a Mercedes.
This is high school, remember. We got to remember this.
Right. This is a big event. This is, I guess, Southern California type of society, right?
Yep.
Hi, Miss Simpson. How you doing?
You have any plans for tonight?
Oh, after dinner, a few parties.
How's your father, Blair?
Great. You're supposed to be here, but I guess
the
plane was delayed.
Graduates! Mom Easton.
Oh, hello, Julian.
You must be very proud.
Extremely.
Where's the ex, Mr. Easton?
He's bringing you
home. Oh. Ready? Celebrate?
I'll see you at dinner?
Yeah. Dad coming?
Yes, but don't worry. I'm Misty for special occasion.
All right, bye.
So that's another thing that's kind of weird. His dad's not even there. Or is he the dad?
Well, the dad and the wife are broken up, and that's why there's an awkward scene later that we'll get to. Blair's dad. There's a great scene with Blair's dad later that I want to play because it's just hilarious. But this is all about like parents who, you know, these rich parents disregard their children.
In the 80s, though. This is before Generation X. You know, this is right before this might be your generation. Actually, you're kind of a Generation X.
What is your son? Like, have they named his generation yet?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how when these things come into play, like when they name them.
You know, I have such faith in the generation of our children that I think that they're going to somehow fix a lot more having to do with the world. Because I don't know about your kids, but these kids, I mean, him and all of his friends, they think a lot more differently than my generation did at this age. But whatever. So, yeah, they're mugging up for the camera. They're all happy because they graduated 12th grade. You know, it's like, congratulations.
And, I mean, you caught that from Julian Downey Jr.'s dad. Like, he's giving him a record company.
Right.
Wouldn't you rather he go to college first?
For just 2 years, maybe? Like,
just a community college? Right. Nothing else?
Maybe even ROTC or something? Like, have a job? So, yeah, he's going to start a record company. But you know what? I'm going to play your Q3 where Clay gets the call.
Okay.
And this, you know, it fast forwards really fast, which I'm kind of happy with. And we're coming up.
Right. This is your 6 months cue, later.
Your next cue is with the Bengals, is it?
Right. That's the main titles. Yeah.
What a good band. I always enjoyed the Bengals.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not a one-hit wonder?
No. You know, Prince wrote a song or two for them.
I did not know that.
I'll do a quick search for that as I search for the dicing thing. So, yeah, 6 months later after graduation. So this is like
Clay's at college.
So this is June, I guess, right?
Calling.
I'm sorry, this is stupid. I just want to see you. Call me when you get back, okay? I just really need to see you, Clay.
So theatrical, this music. By the way, the score is available separately, you know.
Is it really?
Yeah. I went on to Discogs, and yeah, they have the regular original motion picture soundtrack, but where is it? It was here somewhere.
Much like Jamie Gertz being a bad actress, the music is a bad actor too, especially towards the end.
What are your thoughts on Jamie Gertz?
She was right now, at the time of this movie, she was in what I'll call like a streak that she was on. She was in Solar Babies before this, Lost Boys, Crossroads. Remember that?
Yeah. I just watched some of it the other night.
Is that any good? I got to see that.
You know what? You might like it because you know how Rad was like the Rocky of BMX? That was like the Rocky of blues music.
I got to see that.
Yeah.
There was the Quicksilver, the Kevin Bacon. Mischief.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she was in Quicksilver. That's right.
And then right after this, it was Listen to Me. Remember that? With Kirk Cameron as about the debate team.
Hold on, I'm clicking on it. You know, this went under my radar.
It is Roy hilarious. Scheider. Roy Scheider. he was on the downslide, too. And then after this, like, she was in nothing, like, of any interest.
Yeah, like she showed up on like Seinfeld.
Right? She had a TV show, didn't she?
I'm looking.
And she played Gilda Radner in a
TV Still Standing? Says all she was in 88 episodes. I never heard of it.
I never watched it. I wouldn't watch it.
Like I'd meet her and she would go, "Oh yeah, I'm a star. I'm on Still Standing." I would go, "I never heard of it."
There's a lot of TV shows that like last seasons and season upon season, and you're you never watch it. And who the hell is watching?
Right.
Like Jim Belushi, and he had a sitcom that lasted forever.
Or like My Three Dads, or whatever it's called, My Two Dads, whatever that's called. You know, I forget the name of the one. You know, the one with the Charlie Sheen in it.
Yep.
So, but what do you think of her? Like, people like love her, and people are like, she's amazing.
No.
She's
terrible. She's always terrible. She worked better in Lost Boys, but she's terrible. She's really terrible here, and we're gonna play some clips to prove it.
I'm Star.
And it worked there, but it worked there.
Yeah, she's like the hippie.
It doesn't work here, even though she's supposed to be playing a coked out airhead.
I don't buy the coked up airhead until towards the end. Now, here's a little fun fact, is that she was not a partier in real life. And to study for the movie and everything, the producers would force everybody to go out to the clubs to kind of get into, you know, their roles. And she
That's
was like,
Downey
what am
Jr.
I doing?
Got into his drug habit.
He said that this was the movie that he said that he used to just do drugs on weekends and like after work. This was the movie that launched him into doing daily use, believe it or not.
Oh, whatever.
Well, you know.
Wait, I want to see.
He's somebody who, in all seriousness, I think if you look back at his career, you can't believe that the guy actually lived. And now he's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. I was asking, is this the scene with Hazy Shade of Winter where they go to this party?
No, it's right before it.
Oh, okay. Because that party, I feel like I wouldn't even be cool enough to drive past that party. Holy moly. But here's that scene. It's kind of interesting. Whoops, that was the tail end. I also want to point out, you know, this is like a mixtape for a movie, right? Rick Rubin, I believe, did the entire, he did the whole soundtrack. So when when Rick Rubin was interesting.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, what do you think of Rick Rubin?
I think Rick Rubin did a lot of very interesting work, well up into the early 90s, but then, not so interesting. So, you know, I want to mention Manic Monday, which was a tremendous song for the Bengals. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was actually written by Prince for them.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a whole thing about, like, him having a relationship with Susanna Hoffs.
Really?
Susanna Hott. And then they had another song that was a pretty decent big hit. But they're a halfway decent band, believe it or not.
I just wanted to see if you looked at what – when Clay comes home to his room, that's what this is the montage over that credit scene.
Okay.
When Clay goes into his room, like, look what's on the wall. He's got a Baryshnikov, like, floor-to-ceiling photo of Baryshnikov.
I'm going to play – you know what? I'm going to
sketch the clip. He's got Desperately Seeking Susan poster.
That's weird.
He's got Husker Du. Remember them?
Husker Du. Yeah, he kind of. I'm going to let it play so I can get into the moment. By the way, it looks like he's walking into like a hotel lobby.
Right? That's huge.
It's ridiculous. It's so gaudy and ridiculous. And there's red and green jelly beans. I'm going to assume that's their Christmas decorations. He's just wandering around this huge house, trying to look as though he's comfortable. I don't know how anybody could be comfortable in this place.
I could try.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't mean... It just doesn't seem at all welcoming on any level. So yeah, Baryshnikov. And the way he's looking around, I guess...
He hasn't been there for a while.
Yeah, I think we've all went through these kind of moments where you kind of return to a space. He's got a picture of... A
lot of men on his wall.
Yeah, who is that guy? Was that Tom Jones?
I can't tell.
I think he has a picture of Tom Jones. Yeah, they're all men. That's kind of interesting. Husker Du. It's hilarious. And that might be Swayze up there. Swayze! Could it be? And yeah, Baryshnikov, that reminds me of the movie White Knight. Is that what, wasn't he in
Ouch. That? Yes, he was. Yes.
And that might be from the movie White Knight. Unbelievable. And Madonna. Oof. They don't have the best taste in music sometimes in this movie.
No.
I'll bring up the volume again. That was an answering machine thing, by the way. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's super modern. It's super. I don't know what to think about with him, to be honest with you. I don't really get an idea of who he is. I thought he was going to be the poor kid of the movie.
That's a different movie.
Yeah, that's a different movie.
That's the. That's Pretty in Pink.
And Spader was that guy, you know, remember, in Tough Turf.
Yep.
But if you look at this, his phone and answering machine are on top of a box. You know, it's strange. So, yeah, all right. So we have, he hears Blair's message. I'll play the message that she leaves.
Hi, Clay, it's me. Are you home yet? Maybe I'll see you at Alana's party. I hope so.
Mr. Rocket.
I love Alana. So you go to the best party that's ever been thrown ever, right?
Like, I've never been to one like this.
I've never, like I was saying before, I've never even driven past one like this.
Right. I'm lucky I go to a barbecue.
Right. Yeah, it's like I would be the guy bringing chips to this or something. I mean, like, I brought dip too.
Well, I brought Bud Light.
Bud Light. I brought Zima. yeah, I get thrown out and I stop at 7-Eleven and buy some Orbitz. Or Jolt Cola or something. So I don't need a party. I'll have my own party. So he goes to the party. We're going to listen to Poison, Butcher, Kisses, Rock Roll All Night. Not really. Actually, I'm going to say that Poison might have a better version of Kisses.
Wow, no.
Oh, really? I don't love all of Kisses music. I love Kisses a band, but I don't love all the music.
Wow. We should mention like that Blair cheated on Clay with Downey Jr. So yeah. We have a triangle going on here. So we're wondering why Blair's calling.
Yeah, but you know, we don't really understand this yet. We didn't even
know. Oh, it's Aerosmith.
didn't expect to see you here.
Changed my mind.
I'm glad.
Is in order. You guys gonna do vile things to each other in public? Hey, don't underappreciate my efforts, okay? My tact. Just don't.
This is a flight of the beautiful people.
Excuse us. Can you see that we're trying to have a private conversation?
All I can see is someone needs to even out a bit, Julian. You want a drink?
No, I want nothing from you.
Oh, well, now that's a surprise, Julian.
Julian, don't start it, okay?
No, I think you've done just about everything this evening, and I'd just really appreciate it if you just kind of stay out of my fucking business.
You need a drink, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, all right?
So, this is turns into actually a very cool club, right?
Right.
She goes into, like, the bathroom or something, and she's making believe she's smoking. And it's like this red scene. It's just crazy. I think it's kind of an interesting scene.
And then she's like hanging out on the window ledge.
Yeah, it's like out of nowhere. It's like, right, yeah, it's like, wow, this is a pretty cool place. The song is not good.
Really? I always liked that song.
I don't know. There's something about it. I never liked this kind of style of music. But I'm trying to figure out where Flea is. But I'm working on it.
I'm sorry.
No, no.
I want to go home, okay?
Okay.
And then kiss. It's a very visual scene. But
yeah. Oh, then they like driving in the car and she's jerking them off. And then yeah. It's a sex scene that's not very convincing because see any nudity, but whatever.
This movie should have demanded nudity.
Right? Right? How can you get away with that?
Now, supposedly, Flea, Anthony Kiedis, Jack Irons, and who was a member of the Red Chili Peppers at the time, were in this movie. And I just do not, I forget where. So hopefully we pass that.
Maybe
part.
We'll see it. Maybe yeah. We'll see it.
yeah. So I love this. I love the way the stuff you've written here. What do you think should be next here? Let's see. What?
Oh, man. I don't
There's
know.
There's so much coming up.
Let's do just to get the parent dynamic with Julian. So why don't we play where he breaks into his parents' house?
All right, and if we remember in the beginning, he was talking to his dad, and his dad's like, "I'm surprised that you know we're
I
we
love
made
you.
It this far.
You're the greatest son ever." And yes. Now we see that's not the case.
No, not at all. And every time we see Robert Downey Jr. he just looks worse and worse and worse. I have to see how old he was.
What? Wait. Pause it.
Yeah.
He's going to go look. I don't know why he's looking at CDs. Maybe he's going to steal them and sell them.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, remember this
look at,
too.
Look at the one that's most noticeable. It's Julio Iglesias.
Is it really? All right. That had to be an inside joke, right?
Just bad musical taste.
Everyone had the CD holder, by the way.
That is,
It's very funny. Everybody's phone sounded like this as well.
Must be Dad's CDs.
Hey, Dad.
And this is the workout room. So when Dad's pumping iron, he's listening to Julio Iglesias.
This is the Wells residence. Yes, yes, everything's fine. Thank you. Code 13472.
I'm real tired. I'm going to go stretch for a while.
Not here!
How about here?
We talked about this.
When? I forgot. Refresh my memory.
You can't stay here. Live your life any way you want, but not here.
Just give me a second. You're a father and I'm a son. I'm your son. I'm sleepy.
Dad? Get out. I'll call the police.
So I guess this is the other brother coming out of nowhere, right? or lover or something.
And he's attractive.
Yeah, it's like, we know that you didn't get the look.
He's wiping his mouth, too.
So Dad is played by Nicholas Pryor. And we've seen him in 30 billion different things, right? I mean,
I think he was in... like Damien Omen 2 is who I remember him from.
I mean, I'm looking at his, you know, his resume here, and he's been on everything from, like, Falcon Crest to Moonlighting and Amazing Stories and Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Dynasty. I mean, this is just one of these kind of character actors who's been on everything, even Silver Spoons. Ooh, he played Joel's father in Risky Business.
Ouch.
So, yeah, I mean, I think he was actually a good fit. I mean, he looks and acts like the 1980s dad that we kind of expect. All right, so what's next is Clay and Blair have an awkward moment.
Oh, you want to where they meet Bill?
Yes. Which has to be probably, I think, one of the weakest characters. He could have been a lot cooler. I don't find Bill that.
Oh, he's kind of creepy.
Creepy, but I don't know. And this is one of the first times, anyway, we see the spittle on the side of Robert Downey Jr.'s mouth, and it is getting nasty. I don't know what they're watching.
What are you thinking about?
What I'm going to say to Julian.
Nobody can say anything to Julian.
I'm going to school in a week and I want you to come with me.
No.
I mean it.
I have a much better idea.
What?
Let's get married.
Great.
We'll have a big expensive wedding.
Yeah.
And we'll invite 2,000 of our closest friends. And then we'll have a couple of kids and we'll find a great maid to raise them.
I'll raise them.
You will.
Yeah.
Can we just stay together?
I'm going to school in a week and I'm shoving your ass in my suitcase.
Oh, well, that's much better.
Come to my house for dinner. My dad will be going in the hall.
Yeah. By the way, they're in her loft, right, that she just pays for by modeling, right?
I guess so, or she sleeps with the owner.
Or Dad just owns the building. All right, and they don't notice that
somebody just walked in.
A large Russian / Swedish looking man just walked in.
Well, it's Christmas, you know.
The door was open.
What do you want?
I'm looking for Julian. Is he around?
No.
Well, if you see him, you tell him to give me a call, huh?
Maybe he's Canadian.
You're Blair. I don't know you. See you later.
I guess he's ominous enough. I guess he's a little creepy.
Yeah, I like the way he did that. You're Blair. I know you, but I don't know you. Bill doesn't get a mention. on IMDb. I'm like kind of curious who this guy is.
No, they have to mention him. He's kind of a
he's got a speaking part. You would think he's. I don't see him anywhere. I wonder who played Bill.
We have to find that out because that's crazy. So Clay goes to the beach and tracks down Julian, who's just hanging out at the beach on the rocks.
Right, the tide's coming in. He's going to be washed away.
He's not worried.
Somebody's looking for you.
Who?
Bill. You know him?
Bill, Billy. He's very cool. He's an old friend.
I don't remember him.
Well, you've been away for a long time. I've met a lot of new and interesting people. Why? Where'd you two meet?
At the loft with Blair. You want to talk about it?
No.
You want to fight?
Nope. Congratulations. I mean, this is the way it's supposed to be. Turnabout is fair play. Blair was good to me. You know, I was lonely and I needed somebody. You know, she was there. It was nice. It wasn't exactly the World Series of Love, though. Oh, this is my club. Check me out. I'm going to make a serious comeback.
Great.
Yeah. And I'll sneak in your back door and take Blair away when you least expect it. This will just go on for years.
What?
It's like, what?
Be good to her. She really deserves it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go.
Always leaving you.
Well, somebody's got to.
Watch out for the sharks.
Yeah? What about you?
And no, me.
All right. You need anything? All right.
All right.
All right. So the name of the actor, did you find his name?
No.
It's actually Michael Bowen. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that
is. I looked him up. It doesn't seem to have an IMDb listing.
Gay porn, then.
Could be. You know what? I mean, that's where this kind of movie was going. Let's be real here, because I don't know what was going on in there, but I didn't like it. So they go to Clay's mother's house, and do you want to see Dad brought it? You wrote, Dad brought
Dad
his new
brought
hoe.
His hoe. And Ma keeps giving her the looks.
Yeah, giving her the.
Wait. Did we. Oh, I just want to make sure we don't miss a spader because there's a spader coming up.
No, next to spader.
Got it.
All right. Let's see. That was the tail end of the beach. Now, this is one of the nastiest looking spreads on a table that anybody's ever seen. I don't know if you noticed it. It's like asparagus spears and a bunch of like artichokes that are.
Yeah, it's like.
It's all raw.
Yeah.
It's like, what the?
But what's on their plate, though? Like, is that a stuffed pepper?
Is this supposed to be for Christmas?
Yep.
Ugh.
Thank you, Elaine, for having us in your home. Well, thanks for having me. Alice, too.
She's a looker.
This is a special time of year. It's a time for family, for friends. It's a time for forgetting our differences and for coming together so that we might, come together. It's clearly also a time for incoherent toasts. It's an old family tradition here. Merry Christmas, everybody, and may we all love each other as we are. And
this is a pineapple. It's some of the weirdest stuff I've ever seen in my whole life. I would not want to be sitting at this table.
But it's very expensive, you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
As we hope to be. Thanks, Elaine. Clay,
Liz, Jenny, oh, and Alice.
Perfect spray tan.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah? No? No? Jeez. Very uncomfortable. So Julian gets the news about the club. Goes right into the, oh wait, what am I doing? Is that right?
No, he's going to lose. Uncle Bob is going to bitch out on him. So he's going to go to Rip's place.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a nice Spader scene if you want to play that.
Yeah, I'll go right to the Spader scene because I think if you enjoy Spader's crazy moments, you really can't miss this movie. Although, I don't know. I still think that the movie we reviewed last time, The New Kids, is still my favorite Spader crazy. Holy cow. It was
This is like a better movie, though. And he's used in a better way.
Yeah, I'll agree that this is a much more rewarding movie to watch. But I will choose Lori Loughlin over Jamie Gertz. In a couple years.
I have to think about that.
All right. Let's compare them now.
Think about that.
All right, here we go. Christian Slater's, I did it again. James Spader is always impeccably dressed. This guy is never dressed like a slob.
He's a metrosexual.
I mean, it's incredible.
Hey, Rip.
I was walking down the road. Who's this? What's the, who's this playing? Also good not question. On the soundtrack.
No, I think this is. This might be Allison Williams and Orange Juice Jones. How to Love Again?
Maybe.
Is it this? Let's see. Wait, I'm going to cut right to the middle. It's a jam, though.
Another track I skipped over.
It's not Glenn Danzig.
No.
Alright, so this view is the control. It's the most beautiful view you can get in LA, right?
Yep.
And they just have it. It's like, they're just, I don't know.
Do you have something for me?
Man, I had it all worked out. Crush, I thought I did.
I fucked up. I don't have any money. I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna get it.
Julian, this cannot go on forever. You owe me a lot of cash, and I'm carrying you like I'm stupid.
I know, but if you just give me a chance, please don't cut me off. I'll do whatever you want, anything you want.
Listen, I want you to do a favor for me.
Now, this is the scariest part of the movie for me. It's literally where the whole movie changes, I think. And it goes from being, oh, it's cute, you know, people doing drugs, blah, 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 this is cute, to some scary, real, dark shit. All right, so.
Okay, you're going to go to work for me. Just for a little while. So we're even, Steven.
Well, a little business like sales, I can do that.
I just want you to meet some people. Okay, they're very cool. You'll like them. These are very important people, Julian.
Cool.
All right, Bill's going to take you there. It's just a party.
Looking like that, though. Looking like that.
Everything's going to be just fine. Even Steve.
Even Steve. Even Steven, you wrote in your notes, and oh man, don't go run for the hills.
But again, like, wouldn't you clean them up first if you're gonna put that ass out there?
Nah, look at him.
I mean, yeah, he's like all sweaty and like, get him some clothes or something. He's been wearing those clothes for days. He must stink.
I'm curious if our listeners understand what's about to happen to him. But I'm not going to play the piano classical thing. So I just
that's all visual and Blair and Clay.
Worst party ever.
Fucking in the other room while they're playing a piano. And.
But I also never went to a party like this.
Where your parents played piano for the guests?
Yeah, it's just strange. Like, there's actually a pretty halfway decent looking cake on the coffee table.
Nobody's eating.
I might be demolishing that with a. Say you have any milk? I get a tall glass of really cold milk, and they seem to have one of those Christmas kind of honey covered fried dough tree shaped things, but nobody's touching it, of course.
They gotta watch their weight.
What weight? They're all like wafy.
Yes, that's true.
They're joyless, these people. They have no joy. So, all right, let's... All right, so we're at a seedy motel. To give you an idea of where this is going quickly. Bill's just kind of like, what's taking this guy so long?
Right.
How long does it take? Robert Downey Jr. walks out of room 12, does not wipe his mouth.
Oh.
He might
but he's wiping his ass, though.
I don't know, man. He's very sweaty, though.
Right, but he's always been that way.
Yeah, you're right. But he has that look of just deer in the headlights type of.
Enjoy the party. Can't hold. Got two more stops and then we'll call it a night.
Two more stops?
Well, like,
again, give him a shower.
Well, here's the thing. All right. Not to say what's going on is not horrible. But did we say even Steven?
Right. We're talking
right. $50,000?
How much does this come out? How much does this count for?
Steven, how even? You know, it's kind of... I mean, how much are we ticking down on... Because if we're talking $15,000 a pop, no pun intended...
Ouch.
Yes, ouch indeed.
I don't know. Most whores only get, like, what... $200 for a blowjob. So, if you could do it, there's a scene later where they catch him, where Andrew McCarthy walks in on
Dice Clay,
where he walks in on Julian giving head. Like, if you can stop it right there and use that as the cover photo,
you know, I will. All right, so I'm going to go right to...
Julian runs away.
I'm going to go right to claim Julian by the pool.
Okay.
Beautiful pool. Oh, my...
Like, and the way the camera glides over it to zero in on those two, I love this shot.
And I don't know a lot about pools, but the ones that I do know about is I know this is a saltwater pool because it has that cloudiness to it. And it's like a saltwater pool is the best thing in the world. I just want to run right off that diving board and do a cannonball. Wait, Julian, I'll be right with you. I'm just going to do a quick cannonball. All right, cannonball. Pff, cheer everybody.
I don't have money worries.
Exactly. Whee! Swan dive.
Just watching. Feel a tiny fucking Tim. I'm inside.
That's what he said.
What's wrong?
Come on, man. Do I look like something's wrong?
All right.
I need money, Clay.
How much?
We all have friends, I think, and they'll say things like, yeah, you know, I'm broke, I need this, I need that. And I know there have been times I'll say, all right, how much do you need? And I've never heard this number being asked of me.
50,000.
50 and change, I could use that.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
What for?
Drug debt. What do you think it's for?
All right, I'll talk to Rip.
No, you won't. You don't want to talk to him.
Well, I can't get that much. Not right away.
But he can get that much. We're in the wrong line of business.
Clay, I'm fucked, all right? I don't know what to do, and you're the only one. What happens when you pay? I don't know. Think about it. Do you start over? Clay, I need the fucking money, all right? I don't need a discussion on the finer points of morality. Spare me! All right, how much do you have? Nothing!
So bottom line is Clay asks his dad for the 50 grand.
And we never hear, like, Dad says, like, you have to listen hard. He's like, you're really asking me for 50K? Like,
I'm
sure he could.
Or...
Julian's dad gave him a recording studio.
And all you do is send him to college.
Oh, I was like, give me a break, Dad. Whatever the hell you're doing, you can afford it.
Right, college is, back then is like 800 bucks a semester. And like 80 bucks on books, you know? But it's just crazy. We get to where Julian is raiding the house and his little kid involved. Is that his brother?
It's Clay's little sister.
Oh, is it a girl? I don't know why I thought it was a... Oh, yes, yes. Sorry.
What are you doing here?
I'm doing here is trying to salvage what's left of a very important relationship. Oh, Jenny. Jenny, I've been sitting by the phone, and it didn't ring. You don't call, and you don't write. You just don't communicate, you know? I mean, it pains me deeply to accuse, but I suspect you're freezing me out.
Yes.
So kids love him, clearly, because of how good he smells.
Right? He must smell like somebody's cum.
Now, he steals the jewelry, right?
Yes.
But I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, I might have missed it. Do they ever get the jewelry back?
No. He dies.
Or does it just vanish?
He dies before anything happens.
But we never see it again, right? There's no, like, it's in this bag or something.
Right. Oh, no, we don't see it.
Kind of a gaping hole. All right, so they go looking for Julian in all the clubs of L.A. I think somewhere in here is where the Red Hot Chili Peppers have a scene. But we're going to run into Bill and Spader in one of the clubs.
And he's got, like, a great line here.
All right, here we go. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers in the background, actually. It's one of their songs. So hopefully I'll be able to see them.
Claire, how you doing? You remember Bill?
Hi.
You look a little wired tonight. You alright? Is there anything I can do for you?
No, thanks.
Looking for Julian?
No.
No, please. You know where he is? Because we called the loft and I can't...
Julian doesn't stay there anymore.
He doesn't?
No.
Where's Julian?
Fucking game. What are you doing to him?
That's it. I love that
fucking
line.
Fucking game show.
I love that line.
You know, I'm just going to play it again. Just his face is awesome. It's just so funny. It's so genuine and like what?
Ad-lib.
What?
It's an ad lib, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's because we called the law. And I can't.
Julian doesn't stay there anymore.
Doesn't?
No.
Where's Julian?
Fucking game. What are you doing to him, Rip?
Hey, I'm not.
Yeah, what's going on?
Clay!
Why don't you ask Julian? Because I bet he
Let's
knows.
Get out of here, okay?
Relax, Sport, you know? Julian will show his face, all right? He always does. You're on vacation. Don't forget that, all right? See you later.
I was thought I'd let the Chili Peppers song play out. No, I think they cut out all the Chili Peppers scenes.
Cool.
All right, what's next here?
Can we do this scene just where we see how terrible
the coyote?
Blair is? Yep, the coyote.
Yeah, this is just a weird scene in general. Is this great?
I don't want to go to the beach. I want to go home.
Do you want to find Julian or not?
They went nowhere near the coyote.
I know.
Coyote.
We hit it.
Nothing.
Maybe we missed.
She's high as hell. Okay?
She is ridiculous.
It's cocaine
Bad
too much
actress.
Speed or something.
That's a relief.
What?
Well, you fucked up. You look like shit, but hey, no problem. All you need is a better cut of cocaine. You walking home?
I think I had enough fun for one night.
Are we having?
This is where their pitch and everything is identical. Just listen.
Yep. Having fun? Is that what we're doing? Let me know. It doesn't feel that way.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're doing. I know what Julian is doing.
I am not like Julian.
It's very convenient. Julian's messed up. Talk to him, Clay. Julian has a problem. What makes you think you're so different?
You left. You weren't here to help anybody.
So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to stay?
No, I don't.
You know, it's a one-lane road, right? And he's just walking away from his car. A truck could come barreling through there, destroying that 1959 Corvette. All because of Julian. Julian, the drug addict. All right.
Like you shoveling shit up my nose until it bleeds, hurting myself no matter how much my friends care.
Stop it!
I'm very romantic. We'll all go down together.
Stop!
I won't do it, Claire. I can't. I love you, but I am leaving as soon as I can.
I heard when they stopped filming this part, they went, all right, I guess it'll do. Fine. I just don't feel like going through that again.
We're holding up traffic. Exactly. We gotta let them through.
We can't afford this. This movie's way over budget from Downey's like cocaine habit. So, yeah, it's just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. Not the greatest moments, but I still love this movie. Yeah, I don't want to take away from that. I think that the movie is still extremely worthwhile. So,
and then, you know, now there's like a really long cold turkey scene because they find Julian and... this kind of weighs the movie down a little
bit. I said we go right to the Spader thing again.
The Spader versus Clay?
Yeah, this is...
So, I don't
every
know.
Every Spader movie has to have a scene like this and a line like this.
He's got a great line reading here, too. But, like, Clay was, like, friends with Spader. Like, I don't know why he takes this tact. Why doesn't he talk to him a little bit?
I don't get it either.
But he goes charging right in because he thinks he's going to save the day.
Yeah. Here we go. And also, if you look in the background, there's that weird-ass sketch of the three of them hanging out.
Yep.
I'm in the tub. Well, it's beautiful here. I want five or six people or something. Come on up. Well, listen, I'm not going to leave. Come.
I love like this.
All right. Bye.
Listen, leave Julian alone.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
He has, like, a floating wireless phone.
Did they have those?
Like, do we have those now? I never had that. I didn't have a friggin' hot tub either, or, you know. or Seiko watch and all this. He has things I could never even imagine. Phones that float. Come on.
You heard me.
You need a hobby, sport. You know, you've been busting your butt for Julian since day one, and it's a waste of time. I know.
I'll get the money. I'll sell my car, whatever it takes.
What, have you seen Julian recently?
You'll get what he owes you.
You're right, I will. And you want to know something, Clay? It's got nothing to do with you. Now listen to me on this, okay?
Notice the Spade tattoo shown in every movie that we've reviewed in the Spader song.
I am not the problem here, all right? Julian is. I've been patient. I let it slide. You know how much he owes me? Anybody else would have cut him off a long time ago. Julian's dead. Forget about it. I'm telling you that as a friend, Glenn.
I am not your friend, and I'm tired of your bullshit. You leave Julian alone. Don't deal to him. Don't give it to him. Don't you fucking go near him. I'll get the money. You just leave him alone, asshole.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, pal?
That is the best thing awesome. Ever. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to, pal? And he doesn't even say mad or anything. He's just like, just very matter of fact. All right, so we're starting to see Julian.
He's get coming to out
his
of it.
Fate, actually, because he gets better, but it doesn't last too long.
Well, can we just play the scene with Dad? Because I want to show you like how. You know, how, like, really after-school special this is. I mean,
Here we go. He's playing tennis. He must have, like, 12
a
dozen
gazillion
tennis
thousand balls. Yeah. Balls around him.
And he's the worst. He's actually the worst tennis player I think I've ever seen in my whole life.
Dad. Dad, what do you want? Just a couple minutes. My God, you look terrible.
I was wondering if I could stay at home tonight. I just really would love to wake up and know where the hell I am for once. It'd be a nice change of pace for me.
I can't do that.
Well, I wouldn't ask, except it's just that my options are real kind of limited right now, you know?
Julian, we've been through this 100 times.
Is it a turtleneck in California?
Actually.
What about a leather jacket in California? Jeez.
You conned your way through rehab. You lied. You stole. And look what you've done to our family.
I know, but why don't you just give me a break? I just need you to be my father for one goddamn day. Just help me. I mean, can't you tell when I'm telling the truth?
No. Trust was the first thing you ruined.
Remember 6 months ago when you graduated high school? Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to go. There's this guy that I owe a large sum of money to. I know that's like a big surprise, but I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to try to work it out. I'm going to try to do something right for once. I mean it. So I just want you to wish me luck. I mean, whether you believe me or not.
Julian,
good luck.
Can you stay clean for 1 week? For one damn week? I'll do everything I can to help you. But I need you to help me too.
Oh, I could try.
Bad writing. Bad writing.
Yeah, it's pretty
tough. I can try.
Yeah, we get a nice little heartfelt sobby moment. And next thing we know.
So what does he do? He's going back to Spader.
Oh, my God. The apartment gets ransacked. The background says, spray painted very eloquently, Julian gives good head and is dead.
I wish there was a shot where you got all of that in, and that could be the cover photo for this page. But you don't get a good...
Yeah, there's no... That's all right. We'll figure it out. The next Spader scene is all Spader scenes are actually kind of worth it. It's kind of funny. If you go on YouTube, you can very often find any Spader movie with just the Spader parts in. You know, like people just edit it together because they're so unique.
Really?
Yeah. He's like one of those kind of guys. So, all right, here's the scene where Julian gets back into the fold. With that terrible shirt on.
Still! Give him a bath.
Now, this is some romantic music, and these guys look like they're ready for some action.
Right, and Spader's all friendly with everybody, especially when he comes up to Julian.
Yeah.
He's got the coat on again.
They have cactuses. Cacti. Who's this music from? And I think that might be...
not on the soundtrack.
That might be Jimmy Osmond. sitting on the couch, I mean.
Ouch.
You're so surly.
So one of these guys, I think, is Brad Pitt or something.
I'm looking.
Julian's in the back.
Yeah.
How you doing? You look great. Welcome. It's been a long time, hasn't it? Hello, Julian.
Hi.
And there was a girl, right? There's like one girl in
there. There's one girl there.
She's the waitress.
I missed you. I gotta talk to you.
Sure.
That's actually the worst sweater I've seen so far.
On Spader?
Yeah.
It's heavy. Why is everybody wearing heavy clothes?
I don't know.
Okay, just for a minute. I gotta get back into town. Basically, it's over. I'm quitting. I'm not gonna work for you anymore. I'm not buying. I'm going to clean up. I'm probably going back into rehab. And I'm just going to get my life under control.
Julian, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Line again? At least you didn't say pal at the end.
You're a junkie. You're not going to quit.
I'm going to get you back your money.
When?
I don't know. I'm talking to my dad. I'm going to work it out. And just know I can.
You look so sincere when you say that, but you know, I've heard all this before. What are you telling me that's new? Julian, make an effort. Give me a new excuse at least. You know, I've heard this shit before.
No, the difference is that I mean it this time.
Good. Are you ready to work for me tonight?
No, I'm not.
Julian, where have you been hiding?
Rip, come on. How long have we known each other? We've been friends.
Yes, we are friends, aren't we, Julian?
Yeah, for a long time. Please don't make me do this, okay? I can't do it.
I think you'd be surprised at what you can do, Julian.
I like that lighter.
It's like a torch or something. So I'm assuming this is free. Well, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, maybe I think just he's smoking cocaine. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't think
crack came into play yet, right? That was like later.
No, I think it existed, but I think, you know, I honestly don't know. And clearly, he went to work for Spader. Eek. So we have Blair and Friends. Should I play that one?
Yeah.
All right, let's...
I love you.
Well, you can't hear anything. It's just, like, weird. The audio is so weird. This is another one of these parties where there's a huge arch sculpture in the middle of the room, and there's TVs everywhere, and makes right. no sense.
I got to get a better class of friends.
I don't know. These guys are all drug addicts, apparently. But,
Cam, and USC still won't let him in.
They won't let him in because he's a heroin addict.
Blair! Where's your tux?
Oh, we just drove out. I don't know any of these people. Well, maybe they're from Palm Springs.
Nobody's from Palm Springs. Frank Sinatra.
My nose is bleeding from too much cocaine. Oh my god, kill me. So here's the scene that we've been talking about, where Clay goes into this fancy schmancy building, and cut to the chase a little bit here. Man, there's a couple women there now. Literally, like two.
He's like, hey.
Like, what is this, a Tupperware party?
Hey, what is this? I thought this was all cool. What? Hey.
I might have to work on getting a better screenshot of that.
Who the hell are you, man?
So to make a long story short, he takes him and pulls him out, and he's like, you're coming with me.
Helps him get dressed.
Throws I'm him in the elevator.
They've been intimate before. I wouldn't help anybody I knew get up from somebody who's naked with a hot iron right there.
Yeah, well,
no way I would be helping them get dressed.
Here's what's weird is when he gets in the elevator, they only go like one floor down. But when he was going up, it was like 30 floors up. So I just thought it was like, what? What's going on here, man? So let's get a little explanation as to what we just kind of saw. And, like, does he have mascara on?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like eyeshadow or something.
Make me understand, Julian. I really want to understand.
No, you don't.
You look like a fucking whore to me.
Rip made me do that. It's not like I had a choice.
Shit, man, you did it. You did it to yourself and you know it.
Fuck
good,
off.
Fucking run away. That's what you're really good at. It's what you always do. I'm not coming after you, not anymore. Not
well, you
time.
Don't know!
Well, tell me!
You don't know! Forget it!
Get in the car.
Leave me alone!
What are you gonna do now? Are you gonna go back to Rick? Are you gonna run and hide? I really wanna know what you're gonna do now.
Tell you that one. I don't know!
Come with me. Just leave with me. I'll take you back to school. There's no reason for you to stay. Not here, not in LA. It's over. Let's go.
Do I look like I'm ready for homework?
It's like a pity party, and it really kind of is. I do think that the next scene, though, is kind of interesting when Blair just kind of decides to give up drugs right then and there. It's more of a visual thing. But
and
she
like,
goes,
yeah, she yeah. could really do that. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, although I, it's just weird. I guess if somebody doesn't have an addictive personality, but I think she does. So, I'm not really buying it either. But it's the 80s. So you have to give somebody some level of hope.
You.
Now you have Spader's Last Stand, which
right. This is where like Andrew McCarthy gets the shit kicked out of him.
This is, yeah, but it's really a good scene. I don't know, and there's still, like, a lot of douchebaggy people, and, you know, I'm still looking for...
Me too, I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm still looking for Brad Pitt, but we'll see. Oh, I see him, maybe. He's a ponytail. If you go 126.18... I don't know if that's him. I mean, it's hard to say. Or 126.
No, that's not him. No way.
I don't know, man.
Hey, did you find him?
Yeah, he's in the car. Come on.
You don't have a fucking clue what you're getting yourself into. All right, this is not recess. And I'm sick of playing fucking games with you.
Can you imagine being Brad Pitt and you're working with James Spader and thinking like, wow, I'm working with James Spader. My name's, you know, Brad Pitt. You know, it's a weird world that we live in.
Let's see. I think Brad Pitt's a better actor than Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah.
But he's not as good as Spader. No way.
No. No one is. He's just kind of a really unique character.
He is.
Everyone is accountable. And you're going to tell me where the fuck Julian is so I can get back to business.
Is that what you call it, kid?
Where is he? Where is he? Is he
what?
You?
Leave us alone.
Why don't I check the car?
Ow.
If Brad Pitt's in that scene, there's no way I could identify him. They all look the same to me, actually. So they run out to the car, which is kind of funny because they're like yelling at him to, he's like dozing off in the car.
Oh,
okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
Wow, what a party. Have enough gas to get to college?
I love you guys.
So they go on a little road trip, right? And
where are they going? I have no idea.
College.
Yeah, they say that. They're not really going to go there.
But here's some very wise words. We're getting to the end of the movie, so it's getting kind of sad. And that same shirt, I don't know what that's all about.
All right. Got this uncontrollable urge to fall down. Oh, let's walk with one another. I just want you guys to know that I know how much you've helped me.
Now, what's killing him?
I have no idea. I guess he has a bad heart.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's how long he's been doing drugs. I don't know.
I don't think you just slowly die over the course of 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, it's
true.
I mean, we're talking a 19-year-old kid, you know, who, well, has done drugs for half his life, apparently. All right. Are there final words here?
Yeah, I mean, keep going. I didn't deserve help, and you've been so kind to me, no matter how much I keep looking up. This is why I'm going to make it up to you for everything. All right? I'm going to deserve your friendship. And that's it. I mean, I just, you know, I wanted you to hear it from me. I want you to stop me before I say something
grotesquely sentimental.
You need a doctor.
No, I don't. I just need to get out of here. You know, a couple hours sleep, it'll be a whole new me.
You sure?
Yeah.
So he does. He takes a little nap. A couple hours later, I'll just play what happens here. And we have windmills in the background. Kind of interesting.
Right? Everything is visually interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful... The movie is a beautiful movie to watch.
Now watch this acting.
I think it's more of a listen to. It's just so... No radio on.
Julian.
Cue cards for the scene or something.
Oh god.
Now I was watching a scene. I was wondering how they did this, right? At first.
What do you mean?
How they shot it. Because, you know, nowadays they would just put a drone in the air, you know? I'm going to guess this is a helicopter because as they approach it, you see all the bushes and everything flying away.
Right. Why is that? Now, this is where it gets a little like the music starts overacting and like,
yeah,
I don't know
much.
Why we need that kind of shot, but it looks great.
It,
I don't
really
know what it
does.
Represents. Maybe Julian's spirit is.
Yeah. I'm going to cut right to where they're close. So, he's dead. There's a doornail. Deader than anything that's ever been dead before. And I guess we'll listen to the, as you write, the graveside story. And by the way, they're so casual about this that it's so weird. He's wearing the Lost Boys sunglasses, by the way.
Is
it? I remember Julian's mother died when we were 5. And it was awful. Julian didn't cry, though, nothing. He just sat by the telephone because his mom used to call him every day when she was away on business. Nobody could get Julian away from the telephone. Mr. Wells, he called all our parents, but nothing worked. So one day, Mr. Wells, he sent Julian a telegram like it was from his mother saying that she had died and gone to heaven. And I remember Julian showing it to me, and he carried it around for a year.
What a terrible story.
And he's okay.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it for one, and
what's,
it's just sad.
What's the point?
I mean, he was 5, and how do you remember this?
He's a tough little kid. don't know. I did everything that I could do.
I don't know if that's true.
And just that scene, it was just, like, ridiculous. Like,
yeah, this is an awful, awful scene.
Yeah, it's kind of like, all right, let's just wrap this up and go home already.
I'm going to miss him so much.
You should test for AIDS, by the way, girl. I also want to with him.
Yeah, it's true. I also want to say, even though I rag on this movie a lot, I think it's an excellent movie. This is a must-see 1987 movie.
Well, I'm going away tomorrow, and I want you to come with me.
Went through this already.
Okay.
Yes, I want to go with you.
I just have to go to Benetton first.
Good.
My time has come, the clouds are calling. December wind has come my way. And now I feel the world falling. All at once, it's too late. Life fades away. The night is my day. All thoughts slip away.
That's a great song.
I love that song. I love that song.
But I say we say our goodbyes now, and I'm going to let that song play out towards the end.
All right.
Christopher, thank you very much for getting together for this episode of VHS.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, I just wanted to get a bump.
Yeah, just do a quick bump. Or you do a key.
A G. I'm going to do a G.
But a key, what people do with the key thing is they put the coke in the groove of the key and then snort it. Maybe that's New York style. I learned a lot from reading. I don't know about drugs. But, all right, man. Well, thank you very much for getting together on this one. I think this is a beautiful addition to the Speederathon. And, stay tuned because there's definitely more Speeder coming.
Life fades away. The night is my day. All thoughts slip away. And even though I must leave you, remember I love you. I'll always. I'm tired of tomorrow, lost for today. I long to be happy forever. My eternal peace, and even though I miss you,
life.